Hey, what's going on, my podcast people? I know it's been a really, really long time since I've posted anything. I've just been busy with work. Today's episode, and I don't even know if it's going to be an episode. This is just going to be a sort of a reminiscent when I had my epiphany with my career and everything that I'm doing now, and how that affected me and what it means to me. I know I'm sort of like just rambling on and on. It's been a long day, but yeah, you know, in your life, when you have those times where you just hit this, like, you just come to this realization where you're like, dude, I need to do something. I know we've all felt that, or we've come to a point where we have felt that. And if at any point you haven't had that yet, just be aware of it. And the reason I'm saying this is because mine came in the strangest form factor. The reason I'm talking about this now and not going over the whole like healthcare field stuff that I was planning on doing is just I just got one of my certifications in the mail, and then I was like, you know what, I need to take a look at this. I need to stop and look at this. And I've been going full speed ever since like the age of, dude, 27 or 28, because I was just way behind. I didn't have anything under my belt. I was doing some IT work, and I was commuting in a gas guzzling truck, which took me forever to get to work, an hour and a half driving through traffic, and I was only making $15 an hour. I could barely afford to pay for gas. And I was like, man, I need to do something. But anyways, my epiphany, or my episode where I had this realization, was I was actually at Starbucks. It started off when I was at Starbucks. I had a close friend. It was one of those friends that you meet that you're really tight with when you first meet them, and you don't know why, but you just get along with them. You know, there's that weird chemistry. And so me and him are really close. We're working at Starbucks for about 2 to 3 years. And then one day he's like, dude, I'm going to join the military. And he joins the military. He actually follows through with it. And this is my friend who was working two jobs. I know he's had it rough. He was working two jobs. Super smart guy, extremely, extremely smart. And he was working two jobs, and he was like me. He wasn't doing too much. He was living at home with his parents. And didn't really have any set goals. He was just living life a day at a time and just playing Halo with me whenever we had a chance off. And he joined the military, and on the last day when he was gonna leave, he actually told me, if I see you here when I come back from boot camp, I'm gonna punch you in the face. And you know, we always have jokes where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna give you 60 punches to the face, you know, like stupid corny jokes. And when he said that, I was laughing, and he's like, nah, dude, I'm like, serious, dude, you better, you know, like, even that look, like, you better do something with your life, and I better not see you here wasting your life still working at this job and not doing anything. And you know, there's nothing wrong with working at Starbucks. You know, I just didn't have any goals. I wasn't planning to be like a shift lead. I wasn't trying to be a store manager. I didn't plan to open my own store. I had nothing going on. I was going to school, but it's one thing to go to school and to take classes, and I was doing that for so many years. And I just didn't have a goal set in mind. I was, you know, I ended up just taking a bunch of random different courses that weren't relevant to anything that I wanted to do. I didn't know what my goal was. And he told me that, and it just sort of stuck with me. And then when he left, you know, my buddy was gone. It was a lot different. It was a lot quieter. Our routines of playing video games and, you know, cracking stupid jokes, grabbing carne asada burritos, all that stuff, that was gone. And he was off the boot camp. He was starting his life. And that sort of got me to kickstart what I wanted to do and what I needed to do. And we all know that finances are a big role when you're considering getting an education, right? Well, no one wants to take out student loans. And, you know, I said it before and I'll say it again, financial aid does not mean that it's free money. Okay. It does not mean it's free money. It means that they're aiding you with your finances and you're going to pay them back. Okay. They even do a promissory note saying that you understand that and you will pay them back. obviously they have Pell Grant and all that stuff, which is free money, but you know, financial aid is not free money. So and I've run across people that don't understand that and they think it's free, and then they end up, you know, just using it randomly to get a degree, and then they feel good that they got a degree, but they realize, hey, you know what? I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with this degree. And that was another big thing that I ran into. I knew what I wanted to do, but here's the problem. I had a bunch of friends that were all, they all finished school. They all went to good schools. They went to UCLA. They went to San Diego State. Some of them came from San Marcos. And you know, it's crazy because none of them were using the degrees that, that they ended up getting. And so like a bunch of stuff was just running through my head. And I never planned to get into the healthcare field. Okay. I'm gonna say that straight up right now. I never planned to get into the healthcare field. I thought my forte was going to be with computers because that's everything I knew. That's everything I've done. Those were all my jobs. You know, and I was making my way up. I didn't have any certifications and I was still getting IT jobs, and getting offers. You know, I was still doing it. You know, I was able to get ahead, without any certifications, without my A+, I was still getting hired by places, which is pretty good. Despite me having no knowledge, no background with any education for computers, but I was like, dude, if I'm making the same amount of money that I'm going to do now, I have no idea how I'm going to support a family, and I need something flexible because I don't want to work all the time. I want a little bit of time off. And then I fell into the healthcare field and I was like, dude, you know what? Let me do this. Cause one, I'll feel better about myself knowing that I'm doing something that's contributing to helping people. We all have that as one of our excuses. Two, finances and flexibility and schedule. That's a number. That's a plus. That's like almost a number one. That is a number one, excuse me. And the only problem that I faced was that I've never done well in school. And so I've always been discouraged that I couldn't do it. I wasn't smart enough to do it. You know, how am I gonna, I'm gonna take out this large loan, get into a program, and I'm not gonna be able to finish it. I had a lot of self-doubt. And you know, we all fall into that. And I guess my self-doubt was strong, and it's been like that for years. The thing is that my motivation at that point, when I saw my friend get into the military, was like, dude, if he's going to do this, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to make something of myself. I'm going to try, I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to make sacrifices. And, the sacrifices I made probably weren't the healthiest ones that you can possibly make. But for me, it was good for me because I knew I needed to do it because I knew my limitations. I knew what would distract me. I knew what problems I had. I knew how I'd lose focus. I've been doing it for so long that I knew that I just needed to just cut myself off. I just needed to isolate myself. I just needed to focus on school. So what I did is I ended up taking out that loan. I signed the promissory note. And at first I was like, you know, what am I doing? I was like, okay, I'm gonna go for it and I'm gonna get a bachelor's in health. And then we'll take it from there because that's pretty broad. It's sort of in the healthcare field, or it's sort of working in the biology/health area. And the place that I was doing it at offered that as one of their degrees. But I was also considering getting a license in nursing. Yeah, your typical nurse, your male nurse. And so, you know, I had no medical experience whatsoever. And so I ended up doing that. I ended up buckling down. I ended up quitting my job. And I, you know, I wasn't the kind that spends a lot of money. I was always trying to hustle and I was always trying to sell stuff on eBay. And at the time, eBay was my moneymaker, and searching for rare games and selling them was my moneymaker. You can't do that nowadays though, because the internet just made everything so accessible and it just made it a lot harder to find rare stuff. But anyways, I was like, okay, I need to do this. I buckled down and I started my classes, and they were fast track courses. They required a lot of reading, writing, all that good stuff. And you know, my high school years, dude, I was like the worst student in the world. It was so bad. It was so bad. Okay. It was so bad that even today, about a month ago, I ran into one of my old coworkers. I ran into one of my old classmates at the hospital, and I guess they were a nurse. They were a floor nurse, and they didn't realize they were waiting for the provider to come in so they can get orders. And so I can, you know, so they can see their patient. And they saw me roll up, and then they were just like, "Hey, what's up?" And we're just chatting for about a good 5 or 10 minutes, and we're just sitting there. And I was like looking up the, you know, I was looking up the patient, and I was getting some notes, and I was looking up their history. And finally they go, "So what are you here for?" After all that time, we talked about everything. They were like, "What are you here for?" And I was like, "Well, I'm here to see a patient." She's like, "You're here to see the patient? Are you, wait, so you're the provider?" And I was like, yeah, you guys asked for a consult. Boom, mind blown. It was the weirdest thing ever. And they told me straight up, and I wasn't offended. I thought it was funny, because they're like, "You know, I don't know what to say because I never would have seen you doing this job." And she said it in the nicest way possible. And she was such a cool, she was such a cool person. She knew how bad I was in class, 'cause I was in class with her before. And she was like, "I never would have seen you doing this. This is weird. Like, what the hell?" And yeah, it sort of caught her off guard, and it caught me off guard a little bit, but I already knew what she was hinting at. It was like, how did this dumbass, you know, end up going to school and get this degree and start working in this role? And well, what I did was I buckled down. I sacrificed everything to do it. And it took me from nothing, from having no degree, it took me about 8 to 10 years. It took me a really, really long time. And I was flying through school. Like, I was literally flying through school. I did nothing but eat, sleep, and breathe school because I had such a hard time focusing, concentrating. At the time, I didn't realize that I had ADHD. I mean, I sort of had an idea I had it, but it wasn't an excuse that was like something that would pop in my head, because I wasn't really the type to make excuses for how bad I did in school, because I knew I did bad because I didn't understand it. Didn't want to do it, didn't understand it. Tried, no matter how hard I tried, I'd always have issues with my schoolwork. And even then, I didn't even get treated for the ADHD, and I still did all this without any medication, just because the diagnosis was, unfortunately, it was like a lot later. But yeah, it's possible to do it, but I didn't have any friends, and that was on my choice. I burned a lot of bridges because I didn't keep in touch with a lot of them, because I knew that the moment I took time off, and I never took any breaks. I never took a vacation. Okay. You guys I don't ever recommend anyone doing it the way that I did it. And the only reason I did it this way is, like I said, I know myself pretty well that once I start slacking off and I stop, you know, reading, so it would take me an hour, you know, what would take a normal person an hour to read through like 4 chapters would take me like 5 or 6 hours. And I was dedicated to like learning. And even then, I didn't even get the material that well, you know, it was hard to absorb it because I was so distracted with everything. But you know, I wanted to do well so bad. And this went on for several years, and I finally got my degree. And then I was waiting for, and I applied for a nursing program. And then during that time that I was waiting, something happened with the program that I was waiting for, and they ended up getting shut down. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I just wasted all this money to get a bachelor's, and I wanted to do an accelerated bachelor's program. I don't know what I'm going to do with this degree now. I owe money. And you know, the jobs that I'm looking at for this degree, you know, it's the most I'm seeing is like $18, $19 an hour. I can't pay this back, dude. I need to get into a nursing program soon. So the least of my worries was being able to pass school, because I haven't even gotten into nursing school yet. And then I got into a program. I'm so thankful I was able to get into a program. I got into a program, and man, I will tell you guys this right now, it was the hardest thing in the world. And I felt so stupid. I felt incompetent. I felt like I didn't know how to do anything. Everyone that I was in class with, you know, these guys were intelligent. We had one of our classmates was a chemist. he had a bachelor's in chemistry, super smart guy. You know, all these people were accomplished. They all had bachelor's degrees and they're all intelligent. And, so, and a lot of them have already worked doing something in the medical field where they were like already an EMT. They were already at the point of where they worked as a CNA at one point. You know, they've had some bedside experience. I didn't have any of that. You know, my bedside experience was me laying in bed. Okay. Straight up. I didn't have any bedside experience. I didn't know anything. And, you know, you didn't have the resources you do now, like YouTube, man. I'm telling you guys, YouTube and Google, they are like ultimate resources. There's no reason for you to say, oh, I can't find the answer to it, when you have access to the World Wide Web. And everything's there for you, for knowledge. But yeah, I didn't have any of that experience. And so as I was proceeding through the program, you know, I was already in the mindset where, you know, I wasn't going out. I didn't care for a vacation. I didn't care for a break. I was always stressed out. I was always worried. You know, you don't want to fail a class, because if you fail a class, you get pushed back a cohort. And then that's more money out of your pocket, and that's more time. And the curriculum just keeps getting harder and harder. You know, it doesn't get any easier. So I was pushing my way through. Those were some rough times. And then combining that with clinicals, every nursing program always says this: do not work while you're in school. And obviously that's not realistic, because if you have bills to pay, you gotta work. Unless you have a sugar daddy or sugar mommy, or you have a good fat savings saved up, which a lot of us don't have. And so, yeah, I worked during the time that I was going to school, and I was barely getting by. I was living off Jumbo Jacks. I was living off the $1 menu. I wasn't just freely spending money. I was trying to save every single cent I had. Unfortunately, I didn't even think about starting to try to pay back my loans during the time that I was in school, but that'll probably be for another episode. But I got into school. I got into nursing school. I got through it. It was all I got to say is it was tough. Everyone will always say it's tough. If someone tells you that it wasn't tough, they're full of shit, or those fools weren't going by the book. Okay. Let's just say that. But it was freaking tough. It was tough. I was always on edge. I was getting minimal amount of sleep at night. I'm surprised I didn't go crazy at that time. I didn't have a breakdown, but I was on the verge. It was like, I would have like 4 hours of sleep a night. And at the same time too, I was trying to work out every single day, which I actually did. I think when I looked at my 24-hour fitness, it was like, oh yeah, you've attended 364 days in the year. So I was trying to maintain my routine, and routine gets boring. And the only, like, whenever I had a little bit of spare time, I was constantly listening to like audio podcasts, because I always had problems absorbing material. But that helped me out. I didn't go out. I wasn't going out with friends. I wasn't going drinking. I didn't go on any vacations. I didn't take time for myself, which I probably should have, but like I said, I know myself pretty well to know that I can easily get sidetracked and not want to do it anymore. And I just wanted to push through it. And so I did that. I did that for the two years and passed and got through school. And funny enough, I didn't even walk. I didn't even do the whole graduation ceremony thing. Personal reasons, you know, my family hasn't been very supportive. So at the time, it didn't really mean too much to me to walk down. And I wish I did. I just didn't have a good emotional support system or emotional support network. So when you guys start your program, just make sure you have a strong emotional support network, someone who's going to be by your side. Make sure that there's family there. That way you're not doing what I did and go straight through, you know, feeling alone. Okay. So that's what I learned from that experience. But After you graduate, then you have the toughest part. And I didn't really celebrate when I did graduate school, just because, you know, even though people are like, oh yeah, you're done with school. Well, the thing is now you're done and you did your nursing courses. Here's the thing. You got to pass your boards to practice as a nurse. You got to be a licensed nurse. So you got to practice. Going to school doesn't mean anything unless you have that certificate and that license that says you can practice. So I buckled down for that for a couple of months, took the tests, passed my boards. You know, I'll go over some of the materials that I ended up using in another episode. And I feel that those materials were like spot on, like they were just straight up spot on. And I'll tell you what some of my fears were before taking the test and the boards. And then after that, I waited about a year. And after that year, I was just working as a registered nurse. I was working in a psych unit, and it was the only job I could find. But I've applied to a couple of jobs online. You know, they're like, there's always jobs for nurses. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs for nurses, but you know what? A lot of the times it's not the jobs that we were expecting. Cause you know, everyone tells you like, oh yeah, you know, nurses that work here make like $60 an hour, $70 an hour, you know, nurses that, you know, there's so much bullshit. Okay. You gotta be able to sift through that. Okay. I was looking for jobs. I didn't know a lot of people. I didn't have a lot of connections to getting a job in a hospital. And so I sort of just started from scratch. Even my family members who work in the healthcare field didn't do shit to get me anything. Okay. I just had to do it on my own. Okay. That's how it's been. And that's how it always will be. And I accepted that. And that's why things got a lot easier for me, because I was like, okay, I can only depend on myself. No one's going to do anything for me. No one's going to help me out. Okay. I got this. I just got to keep pushing, cause I've come this far. One of the jobs I applied to, dude, this shit is nuts. I freaking applied to a job, and it was like at a rehab facility. It looked like it was a house, and I was reading the job description. It was just talking about simple stuff like passing medications. It was monitoring for side effects of medications, withdrawal symptoms, cause it was a rehabilitation house. And it was like, oh yeah, we'll have an on-call provider that will help you out and answer your questions. But you're basically the only licensed nurse in that house. Okay. No one else there. Patients are there. You don't know. You know, I didn't think of all this stuff. Like, now that I think about it and I know what I know now, I was like, damn, this company, dude. Yo, but I remember I just wanted a job. So I applied, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, we'll set up a time to meet with you. And I got all excited, and I got all dressed up and everything. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna go to this job interview, I'm gonna land it, and I'm gonna get my first job, I'm gonna start making some money, I'm gonna pay back my loans. And you know, we'll take it from there. I get to this house and I knock on the door. It's a really big house. It's just a big house. It's not even a mansion. It's just a big house. I knock on the door and someone comes out of the side gate. Okay. Side gate. Yes. I said side gate. And they're like, hey, are you here for the job interview? And I'm like, yeah. You know, I had my resumes all printed up. I had it on that nice paper that you get from Office Depot. And I went and I shook her hand, introduced myself, and thanked her for taking the time to talk to me and interview me. And this girl looked like she was probably about 15, 16 years old, or maybe 18. Maybe she just got hired herself and was hiring people. I don't know. And so they bring me into this garage. Okay. It's a freaking garage. They bring me into this garage and they tell me to pull up this chair. It looks like a drink up. It looks like when you go to someone's house and they're just throwing out chairs and stuff, and they throw out like a bottle of Hennessy, and they just expect you to sit around and drink it. It looked like that. That setup looked like that, except that I was sitting in a chair and there were three chairs positioned at me, staring at me. And there were two girls that were in front of me, and there was another dude that was just looking at me. And they started asking me about my nursing experience, and they were telling me about what the job entails, what it consists of. And I answered their questions. They answered my questions. And, then it came down to pay. Okay. It came down to pay. And they were like, well, this is what they told me. You don't have any nursing experience And so we can't pay you that much because you don't have any nursing experience. But, you know, we're ready to offer you $12 an hour. Did you hear that brief pause? $12 an hour. Fuck. Okay. Excuse my language. $12 an hour. One, you're practicing with your fucking license. Two, you're going to be dealing with patients that are freaking high risk for fucking seizures. If shit hits the fan, your license is online and there is no doctor on site. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was like, did you just offer me $12 to put my motherfucking license on the fucking line for this company? Like, fuck no. Like, I basically, you know, I was as pleasant as possible. You know, I, right when they said that, I didn't even fucking negotiate, dude. I was just like, and I'm glad I didn't fucking negotiate, because I'm thinking about all the bad things that can happen. And I'm like, oh shit, dude, you know, like that could have happened. That could have happened. That patient would have broke out in a fucking seizure. You know, I bet you they don't even have an AED over there. You know, I bet you they don't have fucking Ativan that I could easily access. And, you know, who's going to help me fucking monitor the patient? You know, who's going to be, you know, if I'm there by myself, you know, I'm calling for fucking help. You know, how is that going to happen? It's not safe. Okay. And you're the only fucking person on duty. Okay. You don't have any backup. But yeah, I fucking stood up. I was so offended. I stood up, I walked over to them. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just don't think that this is a right fit for me. And then it was so, I'm thinking about it now, it's sort of fucked up, but I reached out and I pulled back my resume, dude. I fucking grabbed my resume. I was like, I printed this shit on good paper. This is going to a job that isn't going to put me in some fucked up position. So I reached out, and when I shook her hand, I grabbed my resume and I was gone. That was it. And I just thanked her. You know, I just thanked her. I didn't even send a thank you letter. Normally I send like a thank you letter, like, thank you for having me, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, that was that experience. And then, you know, we're running out of time. I know this has been going on for a while. I'll continue it on like a part two, and I'll pick up from where I left off if anyone out there is interested in how my job hunting had gone, because, I got, you know, there's another story before that, before I got my main job. But yeah, and then this will all lead up into me now practicing in the position that I'm in. And this is all just my experiences, and what I had to go through. And, you know, people, I guess what I'm saying is, don't be discouraged. You know, if you want something, you can definitely do it. You can definitely have it. You know, don't be discouraged to go after it. The only thing that's going to limit you is going to be yourself. You can freaking do it. Okay. You can do it. If I can do it, you guys can do it too. You know, people make excuses like, oh, but I got kids, I got a full-time job. Yo, sacrifices. You're going to figure out a way to make it happen. Even if you're going to have to work double shifts and save up and throw all your money at it. Cause I'll tell you this right now, like right when I got my first nursing job, I wasn't one of those nurses that was like, yo, I'm going to license, you know, I'm going to get myself a brand new, you know, BMW M5. Nah, dude, I wasn't doing that. I was still saving money, and I was still trying to figure out what I was going to do. I wasn't making these crazy, you know, these crazy expenses. I wasn't trying to live it large, you know, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay as just a nurse. But yeah, you guys, keep your ear open. You know, watch for those, you know, watch for those signs, your epiphany, dude. I'm telling you, when you have that moment and you're like, okay, I know I want to do this, then you just got to go for it. You know, you just got to keep that motivation there and you got to go for it. Because if you don't, you know, you're never going to do it. You know, you're going to sit there and you're going to talk about how you wanted to do it. Then you're just going to reminisce about how you could have done it. And that's not where you know, that's not going to get you anywhere. You know, talking about, I should have done this, I should have done that, but I couldn't because of this. Nah, dude, you can do it. You just got to make sacrifices and you can make it work. You know, there's always a way to make it work. There's always a way to schedule it around your schedule. But then, like I said, you make sacrifices. Sometimes you get less time with your family. You know, in my situation, I had no friends. I isolated myself. I surrounded myself with work and school and studying. And that's what it was. But that's only me. That's just how I handled it. I'm sure you guys have other tactics to manage all that and in a healthier manner. But that's it for this part. I'll continue on with another episode, another night. I'll have to figure out where I left off. But hopefully everyone's night's going well, and you guys all be safe.